Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that, hey, the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, where you guys can call in and come and give your opinion on today's episode. And again, guys, this call is a free call. I mean, everyone has free long distance these days. So wherever you want to call in the United States, it doesn't matter what the number, what the area code, whatever, toll free or not, you can call into this show. Just call 818-301-5834. And before I get into today's show, I know I talked a little bit on yesterday about Donald Trump and what he said about Muslims. And again, I agree with Trump on what he said about the Muslims. Okay, I agree with that. Now he has come now, and he's kind of got in there and kind of smoothing it out as far as what he meant by that. And he said exactly what I said on yesterday, is that, we don't know who are the good Muslims and who are the bad Muslims. Okay? There's no way to know that. If there was a way to know that, we would be filtering them right now. But there's no way to know who are the good Muslims and who are the bad Muslims, who's involved with ISIS and who's not involved in ISIS. So the only way for us to try to keep ourselves safe here in the United States from terrorist attacks is not to allow any more Muslims into the country. Okay? Because, and there may be some Muslims listening to the show. I don't know. There are. I hope that you guys are the good Muslims, so to speak. Those who are, you're into your religion, you abide by your religion, but you do not follow the jihadist Muslims, those Muslims who want to eradicate the Americans. Okay? Those are the ones who we aren't okay with. Okay? We're okay with Muslims coming here, and we're okay with Muslims practicing their religion. That's fine. But when you come here to kill people and cause problems, that's not okay. Okay? And those are the Muslims that we are against. Okay? And we are against them because they are against us. Okay? Americans usually aren't the ones that go to other countries and terrorize. Okay? We're not those people. All right? And so those are the ones that we're talking about, people who are radicals and way, way, way to the left. Not only to the left of us, but to the left of even their religion and their thoughts. And, you know, hopefully these aren't people who are, you know, being taught these things at a very early age. And so, you know, all I'm saying is we don't want bad people in the United States. I don't care if they're Muslim, Asian, black, white, Latino, whatever they are. We do not want them in our country. Okay? We do not. So I understand where Trump is coming from. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys, please, please call in and tell me what you think. Now, today's weather, we're looking at 49 degrees right now in the ATL. We're going to get to a high of 65 today, a low of 48. Tomorrow, a high of 67, a low of 50. Friday, 70 and 55. Saturday, 73 and a low of 53. And then on Sunday, we have a slight chance of rain and 73 and a low of 55. So we're looking at a pretty good weather, decent weather over the next few days up until Sunday when we get a little rain. But hey, I'll take 70 degree weather this weekend all day long. All right. So let's see what our word of the day is. Oh, wow. This is a tricky one. Objectrouvé. Objectrouvé, 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 okay? Objectrouvé is a noun. I don't come up with these words, guys. I get these words from Webster every day. Objectrouvé is a noun, and the definition is a natural or discarded object found by chance and held to have value. Okay. I don't know what aesthetic means, but let's see. Here's an example of it. Architects too have discovered found objects, usually substantial buildings like barns, firehouses, power stations, train depots. But the objectrouvé that Robert A. M. Stern recently transformed into a writer's penthouse and all purposes retreat from his office below was a humble metal clad story shed. I don't know. I don't know, okay? Objectrouvé is our word, and it means a natural or discarded object found by chance and held to have aesthetic value. All right? That's objectrouvé. So, that's our word of the day. And so, let's go ahead and get into today's my topic today is the Jordan's fetish. Okay, what is it about, and why are kids dying? Now I sent out a message amongst my people on my list is that I said if people are being killed, beaten, and shot over these basketball shoes called Jordans. Why buy them? All right. And, you know, okay, I understand people wanting a certain pair of shoes. Okay. I used to buy Nikes. I also buy Adidas. I was never really a Reebok guy. I've never worn Reeboks a day in my life. I don't believe. Maybe I did when I was in high school or something, but I don't remember ever wearing Reeboks. I think I wore Converse when I was in high school. Okay. But Converse would not be my shoe of choice today. I wear Adidas today. All right. But I've had, you know, these Nikes that Jordan wore when he played. Okay. I had those. But they're guns. Right. So now that Jordan hadn't played in several years, and most of these kids have never seen him play. They may have seen him on TV or whatever. They may know what he looked like, but they don't really know who he is. And now, you know, we've come into a fetish where he's putting out these shoes, and he's only putting out a certain amount of these shoes. And because he's only putting out a certain amount of these shoes each time he puts them out, you know, people are standing in line to get these shoes. And now, because they're so expensive, I mean, $200 for a pair of shoes, that's $100 per shoe. Okay. Now, lots of people, light bills aren't $100, but they'll spend $200 for a pair of shoes, and you go to their house and they don't even have lights. You go to their house, they don't even have food in the fridge. You see them riding on the bus with a pair of Jordans on, and they don't even have a car. They may not even have a job. And those are the people that I'm talking about. You know, you got these people who are going around now. They're killing people. They're stabbing people. They're shooting people. They're beating people for their shoes. These shoes called Jordans. Why? Because they don't have the money to buy a pair themselves. They don't have the wherewithal to go out and get them a job so that they can buy these shoes. Yeah, I said it. And now they'll fight somebody, kill somebody, rob somebody, beat somebody, shoot somebody for these shoes. And there's no reason to do that. Because not only you might get the shoes, but then you know, 8-9 times out of 10, you're going to jail as well. So you won't even be able to wear the shoes. And then if your punk ass do go to jail, somebody's going to take them when you're in jail, because you ain't nothing but a punk. Punks jump people and take their stuff. Those are punks. Punks who do that. They aren't willing to go out there and go to work for what they want. But because you've gone out, you've worked for these shoes, you've gotten these shoes, now they want to jump somebody and take them where they haven't paid anything for them. Is that right? Now, I don't think that's right, and I don't, you know, I also don't think that it's right for Air Jordan or whomever making these shoes to only put out a certain amount of these shoes. People that make shoes, shoe companies who make shoes, they don't just put out, a million pairs of 10 and a half shoes. They don't put out just a million pairs of 9 size shoes. They don't put out just a million pairs of 12 shoes. Who does that? Only Nike, only Air Jordan does that. Problems for so many people. I mean, just the other day, they showed they had a camera in the school where these kids had jumped this other guy, these few boys jumped this other boy because they wanted his shoes. They wanted his Jordans. If he had on Converse, Adidas, and Reebok or whatever, they could care less. But because he had on a pair of Jordans, they jumped him and beat him for his shoes. There was a kid last year who was the Air Jordans. Now he work every day. He's buying these shoes. Fine, that's fine with me. But then he told somebody that he had a collection at home. And then the next thing you know, that night, they broke into his house, killed him for his shoes. That's not right. Right? That's not right. All it is these punk ass boys who out there taking something from somebody that they aren't willing to work for. And again, if they go to jail, they're little punks. They're not even going to be able to wear the shoes. And if you do wear them in jail, somebody in there will take them from you. Because you're nothing but a little punk. See, and so, what I'm saying is, I don't think you guys should buy your kids these shoes and then they wearing them to school, wearing them out to the mall, and this and that, because something could happen. It's a great chance that something could happen. My daughter is dying for these shoes. I don't understand it. I really don't. But I try to talk them into doing something different, into buying something different for themselves other than these Jordans. They don't seem to want that. They want these Jordans. Now, there's a guy that works with me, probably in his, and guys, call into the show, 818-301-5834 and comment if you want. But there's a guy that works with me, probably in his mid-30s. He buy two pair of Jordans every month. He can't wait till the new ones come out. Now he's going to buy some pair of new ones. He's gonna buy, and he's got some kind of inside thing going with someone who works at one of the stores, and he's willing to spend $250 for the new pair of shoes. Okay, and he said they're all white. You know, I asked him about wearing the shoes. You know, you wear these shoes. You wear them when you go out, or you wear them around here, whatever. Nah, I'm just going to wear them in the house. In the house? Come on, man. You paying $250 for a pair of house shoes? Just so you can say you got a pair of Jordans? Now, I guarantee you, if some of these punks find out that he got all these Jordans at home, he buy two pair a month, I guarantee you they'll jack him for his shoes. I guarantee you they will. I told him he better be real quiet about who you talk to about buying these shoes, because something could happen. Yeah, you know, if you had a pair of Reeboks now, you're okay. But you got a pair of Jordans, you might be in trouble. 818-301-5834. These J's or Jordans or whatever they call them, this is a fetish. And this is a fad that's going right now. I don't know how long this is going to last or whatever, but it's the young kids. People my age could care less pair of Jordans. Again, you got people out there wearing these Jordans around and people buying their kids these Jordans and they don't even have lights at the house. Their lights are turned off because they'd rather buy a pair of Jordans for their kids, trying to keep up with other people's kids, and they don't even have lights at home. They don't even have food on the table. They don't even have food in the fridge to cook. Some people running, stepped on the bus, brand new pair of Jordans. Don't know where they're going, but stepped on the bus, a brand new pair of Jordans that they paid $200 for, and they can't even afford to get a car. Why don't you save that $200 you spend every month, every couple of weeks out of the month buying Jordans and save up for you a car? You can't even take a girl out on a date. Costs less than the shoes. I'd rather take a girl out on a nice date. Pay less than the shoes. Man, possibly have you a nice young lady. You know, you care more about these shoes than you do about yourself, about school, about women, about girls, about your family, about anything. And I don't get it. No one can tell me, give me a good reason why they continue to buy these shoes. Now, Jordan's the only one that's getting rich from these shoes. You're not getting rich. You're not getting richer. You're getting poorer. And you're getting poorer. And you're getting poorer. Not from just buying these shoes, but from the way that you think. These shoes aren't going to help you in any way, fashion, or form. Some are ugly. I mean, most of them are ugly shoes. So why are you guys buying these shoes? Again, no one's getting rich but him, but Michael Jordan. And I guarantee you, if he see you in the street and you got on a pair of his shoes and you say, "Hey, look, Mike, I got on a pair of your shoes. Can I have an autograph? Will you autograph these shoes?" Hell no. He could care less about you and them shoes. He could care less. But he would care if you stopped buying them. I guarantee you that. And I tell you, if somebody's going to kill me, shoot me, beat me, or whatever, because I got on a pair of these shoes that cost me $200, nah, I won't be wearing them. I will not be wearing those shoes. And then he might come out with these shoes, some shoes that he came out with last year that you couldn't get anymore last year. Now he coming out with the same shoe this year and calling them retros. He going to come out with that same shoe next year and call them retros. I mean, come on, guys. Think about what's going on. Think about what's happening. Think about saving those $200. If you put those $200 that you were going to buy for these Jordans, say take this guy that works with me. He spends $400 a month on Jordans. Okay? If he were to save that money, that $200, that $400 each month, he have $5,000 at the end of the year, $4,800 to be exact, at the end of the year, to take care of his kids' Christmas. And that's a lot to spend at the end of the year on Christmas. I mean, I don't know how many kids he's got, but I know he's got a couple of kids. And I think he spends more than $400 because he spent $400 on himself with two pair every month. And he buys his daughter a pair every now and then. So that $5,000 is probably, you know, a little less than what he could save by the end of the year. Think about it. I mean, you could buy you a nice used car for $5,000. There's a lot of nice things you can buy for $5,000. Now, this guy got a good job, and he's making decent money, but he's not even married. And I'm going to tell you why he's not married. Probably because he's out there buying all these damn shoes, these Jordans. He think about that more than he think about a woman. Come on, man. Y'all get right. Hey, that's all the time I have today. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. I know I'm going to get a lot of emails and text messages about this show. I know people are going to talk to me when I get to work. I know people are going to say stuff to me. But I don't care. All I'm trying to do is help people to think in a different way. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours right back here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great hump day, guys. Take care of yourselves.